This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
We'll see how Tim Walz, for now governor of Minnesota, press conference goes later today. Yeah. Word on the street from their local media, we'll see if it's true, is that he is dropping out of the governor's race, which tells you everything you need to know about how bad this Somali fraud is. Mm-hmm. And it's bad.
He will portray that as simply persecution by Donald Trump, as retribution for his campaign against him in the previous election.
Yeah, and unfortunately for him, though, we have the receipts.
Yeah, there is that, yes. And there's apparently quite a few of them.
Yeah. And the left doing their level best to confuse things here. We're going to tear that apart in a moment. But, let's start with that. Okay, so Nick Shirley, his videos ultimately hitting more than 150 million views, a mm-hmm. absolute testament to X.
Yep.
And the power of the new media and the liberal media's inability to lie their way out of this story. They tried, though. Picking apart Nick Shirley's video of these Somali daycares, and there was some more stuff on these medical, delivery rides and all of that. Oh, Nick Shirley's a bad guy. He got this wrong. He got that wrong. And then we comes back. We double check it. No, he actually didn't get it wrong. They can't get the Democrats and the media can't get their story straight. Look, here's the thing. Nick Shirley's video was interestingly, but we don't need it. He didn't break this. The media tried to confuse people over the break. Oh, Nick Shirley, bad guy. Something, his video. Look, there are some Somali children there in the parking lot. Yeah, how convenient. Okay, but how do we know that this is going on? How can we know? Well, we know because a local television outlet there in Minnesota broke the story 11 months ago about the Somali fraud.
Yeah.
That was 11 months ago. In May, Kash Patel, to his credit, surged the FBI to Minneapolis, the good guys, the good ones, and they began deconstructing this. $9 billion in fraud was found by the federal prosecutor before anybody ever knew the name or the face Nick Shirley. All of these things happened. So, Nick Shirley went to the parking lot and, he's knocking on doors and he wants to enroll his child in the daycares. Of course, he can't because they're fake and fraudulent. And the media figures, well, we'll throw a little mud at him. We'll confuse everybody. That'll take care of it. No, it won't. It won't take care of it. Because we have too many sources, Lee. Mm-hmm. It goes on and on and on. Like, take this guy, Jeremy Christensen. He is an financial investigator with the Department of Homeland Security, the Federal Department of Homeland Security. He was called in 2015 after the warrants and the raids on the Somali daycares.
Wait, 2015?
2015.
Yeah. Okay.
He worked on the case after the warrants and the raids. They surveilled them for 3 months, which is how he knew there were no kids there in 2015. Now, you'll hear him describe how all of their investigatory files, the investigation itself, simply disappeared. Meetings called off. And by the way, the people who are involved in this is incredible. Department of Homeland Security, the Minneapolis PD, the state of Minneapolis's police force, the IRS, and the FBI were involved.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And it just disappeared under Obama. But take a listen to what he found back then.
I was an HSI agent for 16 years in my 30-year law enforcement career. Back around 2015-ish, a case landed on my desk one day from my supervisor, basically advising me that the state was running a fraud case regarding daycare fraud in Minneapolis through Health and Human Services or Department of Human Services. And they had a task force put together, and they wanted HSI to participate based on our money skills and our immigration skills and so forth like that. Personnel of various law enforcement agencies, the Health and Human Services, BCA, St. Paul PD, Minneapolis PD. And it was all revolving around fraudulent daycares. They were setting up sham daycares, fake bills, fake students, or just enrolling students that never came, which is all fake daycares. That's the easiest way to explain it. And then over the next several months, we executed several search warrants throughout South Minneapolis, Lake Street, and different areas at these daycares. Never, now one of the daycares I served warrants on, not one person was ever present. Just empty buildings, stacks of invoices and student records of people that our surveillance showed never went there. Nobody ever came in and out of these daycares. It was just completely empty from my experience. Never was occupied daycare. And like I said, we worked that for 3-4 months. I was assigned that case just as a support person to assist with anything needing as far as financial. And ultimately, the task force just kind of went away. Not sure whatever happened to it. The meetings, I would get email notices when their next planning meeting, what we're going to do next. And all of a sudden it just evaporated, just went away into thin air.
So this is going to be fascinating, Lee. Those warrants are out there. Yeah. The surveillance records are out there. They surveilled these daycares. They raided these daycares. 2015. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. You want to hear something else cool?
Yeah.
Where did they get the idea to surveil these daycares? This is a 6-minute interview with him. They got it because the Somali men were funneling hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars in cash through the Minnesota airport every week. And that tipped off the Department of Homeland Security. Wait, what? They had a legitimate cash transfer business run by Somali men. They declared the cash. They didn't hide it. And they brought it through every single week. In fact, patting the Somali men down and going through their suitcases became a regular part of TSA training in Minneapolis. Well, when this Homeland Security investigator went to the federal prosecutor and said, basically, we need to figure out where this money's coming from. Things come from the fraud. That's how they ended up back at the daycares. Listen to TSA agent Liz Sweeney. She's talking about Somali men coming through every week and how, and during the 5 years she worked as a sworn TSA agent, she thinks they moved around $1 billion out of the country that way through the Minneapolis airport.
The suitcases came in and it was always, the MO was always two Somalian men traveling in pairs. And so the process was, as a TSA agent, we would pull the bag and then we'd bring them to a private screening room and we would open the suitcase and make sure that that's all it was stacks of cash. A Leo would come and maybe question them and for sure take a picture of their identification. There is a trail out there. And if they'd like to find all this cash, they should start at the airport. Because in the 5 years I was there, I believe $1 billion went through the airport.
So it's interesting that the left doesn't like Nick Shirley. He thinks he's a bad guy, wants to call him a racist. But honestly, we don't need his video. Unless you just want to get a good look at the parking lot. I mean, nice guys, great work. Yeah. But there is so, the records here are deep, wide, and long. And the Democrat Party's in trouble. They're in trouble. Now it makes perfect sense why Tim Walz was so vehemently against Elon Musk and Doge. Mm-hmm. This is why the Democrats went wildly, literally hand-to-hand combat when Doge walked in completely legitimately to the Treasury where 20% of the payments going out were just being wired into accounts. No name, can't even tell who, like, what program is this? You know, should this person have this? Where is this going? None of that. Remember, we couldn't even log into the system to see the payments. And that was the treasurer. Scott Bessent had already been sworn as the treasurer. He is responsible for every one of those payments. He couldn't even get into the system. That's why he needed Doge to try to extract a password to the system. And finally, remember, we had a mid-level manager step up because the bureaucrats were saying, no, we're not letting you in. And he said, okay, I got the password. Here's how you can get in, figure out who they're paying. That, there is a direct line from that lead to this. Mm-hmm. It's massive. Somalis are not the only ones the Democrats taught to do this. The list is long, I guarantee it. So we're going to get to the bottom of that by the end of the Trump administration. I've been forecasting, and I started early and often with Doge, and I'm going to tell you what's coming. The fraud here by the Democrat Party is going to be so massive, it will leave a psychological imprint on Americans that will forever change their relationship with the federal government. That's how big this is going to be. It is going to psychologically scramble the hive mind. And what you're seeing is just the beginning of it. That's the significance of Minnesota. Tim Walz knows it. And we'll see if he reacts accordingly today. We'll see if he suspends his governor's campaign. That tells us the fraud is deeper and wider than we even knew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.